This is What's on Your Mind. Your turn to answer at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook from our website as well, whatsonyourmindradio.com. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. Happy Monday, my friends. First hour, we talked about that oil spill and the international media attention it's getting, some of it with an ulterior motive, no surprise there, which led us also to the discussion of another hunting opener over the weekend with pheasants, and obviously the pheasant population is down for a lot of reasons, mostly weather-related last spring, but a lot of folks...
You're missing one piece of that, too, and part of that's the Farm Bill and the lack of CRP, the Conservation Reserve Program, that is going out, that is eliminating a lot of habitat. And that's just as much a blame for the decrease in pheasant population, just as well as the decrease in other populations of game animals and game birds here in North Dakota.
Anyway, we also had a chance to chat with someone that, Steve Jensen, the landowner, where the oil pipeline spill in North of Tioga is at, called us. And he's taking this in stride, obviously, as an accident, not using it as a connect-the-dots, aha moment. This is why we can't have Keystone XL pipeline. This is why we can't have additional oil development. So, as usual, you find listeners of the program a lot more common sense than the hair-on-fire activists who are trying to use this as a gotcha moment. We also tracked down the woman who was cited by President Obama from North Dakota as one of the reasons that the government shutdown must end, and obviously talked about a delay in their plans in purchasing a home with the USDA loan program. I got a kick, though, out of her suggestion of what we ought to do is go through every federal program and, just analyze it. Is it working? If not, get rid of it. I'm guessing she won't be getting her invite to the White House anytime soon.
North Dakota common sense. I like that. She even a North Dakota transplant gets common sense.
Her letter was used as a way to advance to the president's cause, but I don't think he wants to have a conversation with her anyway. Back to more of your calls this hour, and by the way, there is some rumble that now the ball is back in the Senate's court on a deal. That means Senate Republicans dealing with the White House and Senate Republicans dealing with Harry Reid. A lot of folks predicting that there's going to be a deal different than what the House proposed on Friday. Does that worry you at all? Is that a good thing or a bad thing that they're close to a deal? You let us know. And Bill is waiting to weigh in here first up this hour. Bill, somewhere in Minnesota calling. How are you, Bill? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, there was a lady on there a moment ago that said a bunch of programs need to be cut. Now, the United States Department of Agriculture, if they're financing houses for anybody, they need to be cut first.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it? It's a USDA Rural Development Loan Program, but it's certainly, when you think about agriculture and what's necessary there, it's a good point about the size of our government, Bill.
It's crazy.
Well, the program initially was set up so that it would bring an influx to the rural communities and bring people back into the rurals, the rural lifestyle.
United States Department of Agriculture.
I'm not disagreeing.
Well, and to Bill's point here, it is a little ironic that the guest we had on, who was cited by the president as having this horrendous impact from the government shutdown because of the timing of a purchase on a home, and it sounds like she even has more time, right? It can go till the end of the month that she has to purchase this home. But she's on one hand saying, hey, we ought to analyze every program and see if it's necessary or not to get this country back on track. At the same time, she's complaining about the timing of a program from the government shutdown. But, to your point, Bill, what is a loan program for a home purchase doing in the Department of Agriculture?
Yeah, cut them off.
When you have an $18 trillion debt, you have to wonder. Bill, thanks for the call. Also had a call earlier from someone whose son is a candidate for an Eagle Scout Award and was telling me that the trails that they're using for this particular project, a lot of the trails have been shut down. There's a lot of interesting little games being played with the government shutdown. And, of course, this weekend, a lot of vets, they billed it as a million vet march. I don't think they got anywhere near a million folks, but they did have quite a little protest at the monuments in Washington, D.C. And we're chanting, tear down this wall, Steve. Yeah. Tear down this barrier wall.
A lot of politicians showed up for those events as well.
Sarah Palin was there, a few senators as well. But by the way, I don't really consider that civil disobedience. And I'm glad the Park District is just saying, hey, we're just going to look the other way. But I know some folks, we talked about that last week, too, on
they
the areas.
They can't arrest us all.
Federal lands, being shut off to hunting during the shutdown, and a lot of folks concerned about, well, will there be civil disobedience? Is that civil disobedience?
Actually, I'd like to hear from some hunters that may have been out doing some pheasant hunting on waterfowl production areas this weekend. Did you get harassed by any federal entities? Did anybody show up and say you can't be here?
Anthony in South Central North Dakota wants to weigh in on Bill's comment from earlier. Go ahead, Anthony. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'm just commenting on if.
Are you ready?
Turn your radio down, Anthony, and then you'll be able to converse with us a little better if you're able to just turn the sound down on your radio and then just listen to us on the phone. It's easier that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the Farm Home Administration. It's not the ag or health, it's part of the ag, but it's not, and they're not giving you money. They're borrowing money, and they're getting interest off of that money. I guess what I'm saying is, it's been a program that's been around forever, and, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, they're not giving money to people. They're borrowing it to people and collecting interest off the people.
But I hear your point, but it is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and there is a rural development fund, and they do give out loans, and I get all that. But I think that caller's point was, wait a minute, this is about the Department of Agriculture. It's every federal program you could do this. You could see what the original design was, what the intent was, and what it's morphed into, and then we wonder why we have a $17 trillion debt. I think that was his larger point, Anthony, not specific to that particular program and whether it does any good. I mean, because we could all probably point to a program and say it does some good, but it at what point, I go back to her last hour saying, go line by line through everything. Makes sense. Do you really need it?
And the bigger point is...
I agree with that, too, but, you got your food stamps under the egg, and all that stuff, and that,
We're trying to fix that, Anthony. The bigger question is, though, I qualify, and I'm not a farmer. I'm not a farmer, I'm not a rancher, I'm not in agriculture any way, shape, or form anymore.
But
I qualify for those programs. Why is that? If it was bringing families back to the family farm or helping a young farmer qualify for their first home or their first ranch, I'm all for that.
Right. And, Farm Home Administration, that's been around way before we had the debt crisis, So, I mean, they weren't losing money on FHA, I guess I'm for a program like that, but, there's other things that need to be cut before... That would need to be cut because that actually helps people. There's other things that don't help people that we spend money on, and looking at something like that. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you, Anthony. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Steve in Fargo. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. Say, I was just wondering about Heidi Heitkamp's position on this exemption that the senators have on Obamacare. Is she participating in that, or has she made any statements that say that she will not take the exemption since she's a supporter of Obamacare?
I don't know of any.
I've not heard.
No, I've heard nothing but cheerleading for Obamacare from Senator Heitkamp, Steve, so I'm guessing you'll be waiting a while for that.
Okay. If you go back in the history of What's on Your Mind, back when it was in the afternoon, her and I had gotten to some rather spirited debates on that. I'm a firm believer there are some pieces in there that do make sense. Some of the safety nets that do make sense. In whole, I don't like it. I don't agree with it. And her and I did go round and round on that on several occasions, where she was taken as a whole. So. Whether or not her opinion on that has changed, I don't know. She won't come on the program to discuss that with us.
Okay. Well, thanks. I just couldn't find any statements from her on any of her websites saying that she would exempt herself or continue to support Obamacare by signing up herself as well as her staff. So, but thanks for the info.
Hey, Steve, we're going to deputize you as a What's On Your Mind correspondent. You can try and get that answer out of Heidi Heitkamp and share it with the rest of our listeners, okay?
All right. Well, I just sent her an email asking that same question, so we'll see if we get a response.
Yeah, and that's where Congressman Kramer came out and said, you know, no exemptions, either all in or all out, and I agree with that.
Let us know, Steve. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. We'll continue after this timeout. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
In North Dakota, water is a precious resource. That's why giving water new life through recycling is important. Learn how North Dakota is using new ways to recycle and conserve water by attending the Garrison Diversion Water Reuse and Recycling Conference, Wednesday, October 16th at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Register by calling the Garrison Diversion at 701-652-3194. That's 701-652-3194.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, kind of a wet day out there, a little bit dreary, good if you're a duck hunter or a goose hunter today. In fact, a little bit of snow popping up in the western and northwestern part of the state. Around the region, Bismarck Mandan at 44 this hour. Williston 41, Dickinson at 40, Minot 41, in Jamestown there at 44, Devil's Lake 43, Grand Forks 46, Fargo at 50 this hour, Miles City, Montana 39, Mobridge 46, Pier 45, Aberdeen 48, and Lemon at 42. Back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Casey in South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you guys are wondering if any hadn't gotten hassled by any game wardens or anything for being on federal lands this weekend.
Any federal game wardens now? Because North Dakota's game wardens, that's not their jurisdiction. They said they're not doing anything.
Yeah, that was the same thing I kind of ran into down here. Down here in the National Grasslands in South Dakota, I was out grouse hunting. I had one stop me, just asked me if I had any wings that he could clip, any pheasant wings that he could clip. And then I asked him if we could be out here, and he said nobody was doing anything about it. They want the hunters to enjoy it down here. So
I love it. How'd you do?
Oh, got limit on both. So.
Well, very good. I know the grasslands down there, great place to do some hunting.
Yeah, but as long as you can get down here before the farmers get the... You got to get down here when the farmers get the crops out of the ground to get them birds out of them crops.
Appreciate the call, Casey. Thanks for weighing in. We're looking for other folks to let us know what you ran into this weekend. By the way, Senator Hovind on Friday issued a press release regarding a letter that he had sent to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and he had asked them to reopen the acreage of public lands previously closed during the partial government shutdown. Sally Jewell, the U.S. Interior Secretary, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Daniel Ash were the ones that were the recipients of the letter saying, hey, reopen these lands. And he said Friday the North Dakota Game and Fish Department informed him the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to close lands in North Dakota, including waterfall production areas, during the partial government shutdown. These lands typically do not require full-time staff and provide great hunting opportunities to the public. I urge the Interior to allow these lands to remain open for the enjoyment of hunters who pay for the access. They responded to the letter and did open some of those lands. So, you know, sounds like, again, some of the silliness and the vindictiveness, as it's been labeled by some in our audience, is being right-sized here while they battle this out. Let's go to Lloyd and Botno. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Lloyd, what did you find this weekend out there?
Well, it wasn't this weekend, but a friend of mine I was talking to, he was fishing down at the Clark Sawyer Refuge, and he had three nice northerners there, and they run him off and made him leave his fish there and everything. Wouldn't let him take his fish.
And those are federal wardens?
They must have been. He was saying marshals. I don't know if he was mistaken or not, but he said some marshals came and ran him off.
Huh.
Well, as far as birds go, I see a lot of pheasants out there, but most of the birds I see are off the road. Usually they're in the fields and stuff. Lots of grouse, partridge, and I see quite a few pheasants, too.
Well, that's a good thing this year. I'll have to make a note of that. It's a little sparse for pheasant hunting this year.
Yeah, I see a lot of moose out there, too. Lots of moose. All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for your call, Lloyd, and the first-hand report. Appreciate it. Up in Botno there, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Doug Goring, who is the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, as well as a representative from the South Dakota Farm Bureau, Lowell Messman, who's a rancher down there. And, of course, I don't know that we fully even grasp yet the amount of damage that was done, especially to the livestock industry on the from the blizzard weekend before last. So we'll get a first-hand report from down there and also check in on the North Dakota impacts with Doug Goring, too. So looking forward to that. I know there's also some talk of some relief efforts underway, which I think are fantastic. So looking forward to learn more about that bottom of the hour. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments, letting us know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Here's some comments on our Facebook page. On a couple of questions of the day, is the lack of progress on a federal government shutdown and debt ceiling deal between President Obama, House Republicans, and Senate Democrats a good thing or a bad thing? Liberty says good thing. Shows how messed up they are and why we need term limits. Bill says good thing. The longer the government is shut down, the less money they can be spending. Peggy says, I notice money keeps coming in and money keeps going out. And Wes says, Obama's the problem. Also, I asked the question about whether or not those who push around the barriers to see the World War II memorials or any of the other memorials that are shut down by government during the government shutdown should be punished. Yes, they should be punished. With the removal of the president, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and all the other Democrats and rhinos. Never mind. Andrew says absolutely not. The one who ordered the barricades should be punished. And David says, no, those that are that order the barriers to be placed in the first place ought to be. Tear down that wall. Jeff,
how far to the top does that? How far to the top did that order come from, though? That's the question.
I'd love to know a little investigation on that, because I guarantee you. I mean, for one, these memorials have never been closed in previous government shutdowns. So that's unprecedented. And we have some Park Service rangers that have come out and said, we've been told to make things as miserable as possible. Who? You know this is connected politically.
Yeah, I could see a closed building. I could see a closed building that requires maintenance or security or whatever the case may be. But an open-air memorial park, things out in nature, no. That makes just no sense. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jeff in Watford City, what's on your mind today? And are you getting a little snow up there?
No, we got rain up there.
You got rain still?
Yeah.
You're like right on the edge on the radar for where the snow starts. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm actually at Newtown today.
Okay.
These guys approved all their back pay. They're all getting their back pay. So why are they not at work? You know, they're on a paid vacation. Or they're shutting down, running this off federal lands and making guys leave their fish on the banks. And why would they not be at work?
That's what it equates to. And that was Congressman Kramer's question. You know, they're going to get paid. They're going to get their back pay. So why aren't they getting paid for productivity rather than just because there's a shutdown? Because they are going to get paid for this time. Paid time off. It's a good job if you can get it, isn't it, Jeff?
Typical government, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Jeff makes a point. I'd love to know. I mean, again, same thing has happened in previous shutdowns. There's been pay. So, you know. Well, I would bet they're prevented from working.
Oh, they are. They are absolutely prevented from working.
Well, he asked the question, why aren't they at work? So, you know, if you're a federal worker, I'd love to know that. I mean, if they say, nope, sorry, you can't come in. You can't work. It's a shutdown. You can't. Well, I'm getting my pay. I want to work. I'll be there. I'll police the World War II Memorial. I'll go to, the Painted Canyon rest stop so it can open and folks can pull over to see Mount Rushmore.
You can't even open your work computer, your email, from a home computer. If you're at home, you can't check your own email.
Yeah, and yet you're getting paid. So tell me there's any sense in that. Ridiculous. Unbelievable. Up against the break with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hammond. The question, what's on your mind? We'll chat with North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Lowell Messman from down to the South Dakota Farm Bureau about the impacts from that blizzard, especially on the cattle industry and crops as well. Coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend? Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend. Bring the family to Chase on the Lake. Have some fall fun and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you three nights in a classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, three nights, $360. $250 for two nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment of the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnon. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Richard in Manville, North Dakota, just north of Grand Forks on I-29, in case you're wondering where that's at on the map. As a comment for us on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, good morning. See, I'm wondering, the country is trying to get away from bullying, but our Obama administration is the biggest bully of all. I just wonder when they're going to shut down the federal highways.
That'll be next.
Wow, yeah, considering the states do the policing on the federal highways, I don't know how that works. They're all state patrols. It's an interesting question, though.
Yeah. You wonder, Richard. That's how ridiculous it's getting. Again, I got a call from a Boy Scout parent earlier, said their son working towards a, you know, Eagle Scout award, unable to use trails, shutting down the trails. So they're doing that. You remember last hour we talked with this woman who had been cited by the president as a reason the government needed to reopen because the loan she was looking for in process hadn't come through, and she suggested a line-by-line review of the federal government. A listener has pointed out that President Obama did the same thing. Remember when he talked about taking a scalpel? He didn't want to take a machete to the budget, but he'd take a scalpel to it and actually would get out there and find areas that needed to be cut. Hasn't happened yet, but we actually found him in his own words as a little refresher here. For you.
How about a spending freeze on everything but defense, veteran affairs, and entitlement?
Spending freeze?
I think we ought to seriously consider, with the exceptions of caring for our veterans, national defense, and several other vital issues.
Would you go for that?
Well, the problem with a spending freeze is you're using a hatchet where you need a scalpel. There are some programs that are very important that are currently underfunded. I want to increase early childhood education. And the notion that we should freeze that when there may be, for example, this Medicare subsidy, I think doesn't make
sense. All right, that was from debate number one with John McCain. Here's the second.
It's important
debate
for the president to set a tone that says all of us are going to contribute, all of us are going to make sacrifices, and it means that, yes, we may have to cut some spending, although I disagree with Senator McCain about an across-the-board freeze. That's an example of an unfair burden sharing. That's using a hatchet to cut the federal budget. I want to use a scalpel so that people who need help are getting help, and those of us like myself and Senator McCain who don't need help aren't getting it. That's how we make sure that everybody is willing to make a few sacrifices.
All right, and he said it again, by the way. So I guess he forgot how to use that scalpel. But hat tip to our fine listeners.
What was that about the unfair burden? Was he talking about Obamacare?
Wouldn't you love just to have every one of the comments ever made during the debate? When you know, and again, this is to me what the media is for. You know, that press conference I had last week with that Love Fest. I mean, a few of these questions. Hey, Mr. President, you yourself as a senator voted against an increase in the debt ceiling. So why now do you suggest that it's reckless for folks on the other side of the aisle to advocate the same thing? It's amazing. Anyway, James in Grand Forks, and then we'll get to our guests here. James, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, it's Jake, and it's actually East Grand Forks, but, you know, it might as well be Grand Forks, you know. Hey, I have, I was talking to my 9-year-old yesterday, and she didn't know who Christopher Columbus was. She's never heard of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, you know, all that good stuff. And I'm just thinking to myself, I remember when I was a kid, we had this day off, and not only that, but, you know, now that Columbus is viewed as this guy who's come over and killed Indians and took land, and, you know, while some of that's true, but there's got to be some pain when you want to take over a country, I guess. But all that leads into, like, he is the beginning of when we started to get our freedom. You know what I mean? He's a huge cornerstone, and obviously in this country. And regardless of what you think about him personally and how he did things, that's not the point. The point is that he's a very important person, and he needs to be taught no matter what.
You can't nor should you change history. Those are the facts.
Right.
Just think about that. You said your son was 9?
Yes.
And, you know, Columbus who? You know, that's really sad.
Yeah.
I also think this idea of, you know, today's Columbus Day, there's a school holiday later in the week for some. Those are worthless unless you actually spend the time to say, why is it a holiday? What is going on? I mean, to me, don't have the holiday unless you're going to do some education on it, you know. It's same thing with Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and, you know, they're holidays, but they're thought of as long weekends, not what they're really truly for, you know. I mean, that's a sad indictment on our school system for sure, Jake. Appreciate the call. Glad you're calling from East Grand Forks. Let's get one other one here. Jan in Elba Lake, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I'd like to change the subject just a little bit. I have not heard you discuss this topic, but over the weekend I heard about several of the major top brass from the different branches of the armed forces are being dismissed. One of them was Major General Michael Carey, and there are a couple of generals in the Marines. And I'm just wondering if you know about this and have any other information.
I know that General Carey was to do with nuclear missiles, right?
Yes, he's the head of the nuclear forces.
Yeah,
and it was said that Obama doesn't trust him. He failed to follow orders. So it sounds suspicious.
I'm wondering if some of that stems from that some of the inconsistencies they found up in Minot as well.
I don't know either. I just know he was in charge of that, if that was the connection of trust or what. Jan, tell you what, we'll dig into this a little bit. Somebody that covers the Pentagon maybe can find out what's behind it. And the others you mentioned as well, we'll put it on the list. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We do have Lowell Messman on the phone, and Lowell is with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Lowell, thanks for taking the time to join us today. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Tell us a little bit about the blizzard that did not get anywhere near the attention probably that it deserved, given the impacts that you folks have faced down there. What kind of impacts on the livestock and crops did that blizzard have on you and your fellow ranchers and growers in South Dakota?
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on, and thanks for giving us some time with it. The blizzard was quite devastating to western South Dakota. I live in Pierre, north of Pierre, it didn't affect us much except for some crops. There were some crops that went down and things like that. But once you got west of Pierre, or right in the center of the state, about 60 miles, the snow started kicking in with heavy rain. And there were some devastating losses out there of livestock, you know, cattle, sheep, and horses. You know, the cattle just went with the weather, pushed through fences until they couldn't go anymore, and basically it was some hypothermia and exhaustion that eventually ended up killing those cattle.
Any kind of a head count yet? Do we know what the loss numbers are?
You know, everybody's throwing out numbers, and I really don't want to. You know, and I don't think anybody knows right now. Actually, it's just kind of a guess. you know, we've heard the horror stories of people losing 200-300 head, and a lot of that will be confirmed in the next few weeks coming up. And we know there are some of those out there, but it's going to be a major hit to the livestock economy in western South Dakota. And I believe it probably went up even into North Dakota somewhat.
Yeah, it did. Southwestern North Dakota got hit quite extensively as well. When you start looking at the impacts on this, and then with the government shutdown, how does that play? And one of the things we've heard is, who do you report to? Who do you let know that you've had these losses?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the dilemma now with, like you say, with the shutdown. What we're asking people to do is report their losses and, of course, document. I mean, that's the big thing, and you've probably heard it too. Document everything, pictures, age of cattle, weight of cattle, or livestock or sheep or whatever, brands, just plain documentation. And what we're asking in South Dakota is that they get those numbers to our Animal Industry Board, which is a state office. And hopefully once the government comes back online, we can either transfer those numbers to the FSA office, or the producers can then get those numbers to the FSA office. You know, as far as financial assistance, there is some out there, but again, some of that is tied to the Farm Bill, the Livestock Indemnity Program, as we've all heard. You know, that's tied in with the Farm Bill, and so until we get some passage of that, there won't be anything out there until we get a Farm Bill going. Yes,
Lowell, from the standpoint of helping the producers, what's the biggest detriment right now? Is it the fact that there's a government slowdown, or is it the fact that there's not a new Farm Bill passed?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. You know, the Farm Bill is on everybody's mind, whether you have livestock or crops. You know, it would be nice to get one passed. Some of the biggest detriment right now is simply the weather that's going on again in western South Dakota. You know, it's not a government issue, but we're getting rain again today. You know, just getting some of that cleanup done with the rendering trucks or with burial of livestock is becoming quite difficult on a daily basis out there.
Well, Messman's with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. I understand there's a rancher relief fund that's been set up for those that have suffered devastating livestock losses as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know, the rancher relief fund was put together by three organizations, South Dakota Cattlemen, South Dakota Stock Growers, and the South Dakota Sheep Growers. They had been getting a lot of requests for donations, and so this fund was set up about a week ago, a little bit over a week ago, and it's simply for cash donations. Anybody that wants to give to that fund, they can go to the giveblackhills.org website and go to the Ranchers Relief Fund and donate money there. We know that there have been a lot of people wanting to give, you know, livestock or some type of thing like that. We just don't have the setup right now to do that. So basically we're asking people if they want to help or assist, do it in a monetary fund to that fund.
Well, hang on if you would. When we come back, we'll want to get a sense of the crop impact as well. We're also trying to track down Doug Goring, a North Dakota Ag Commissioner, who is going to join us to talk a little bit about the North Dakota impacts on North Dakota side of this as well. And hopefully we'll connect up with him when we come back from the break and continue our conversation. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. It's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota.
Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, E-Foods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
What's on your mind? That's Steve Bakken with Scott Hanna. We're talking with Lowell Messman of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Some of the damage from the recent storm, the early snowfall down in South Dakota. We talked a little bit on the ranching side of that storm. Also on the farming side of that storm, there were some big losses down in South Dakota and across the region as well. Lowell, yeah. What were some of the impacts?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I'm central South Dakota and go west most of the time. And just from what we've seen, there was quite a bit of sunflowers that went down and milo or grain sorghum that went down. The corn seemed to fare it pretty well. The bigger issues is when those drifts come out of those cornfields is where they're going to pull some of that corn off. But, you know, there are definitely some crop damage due to the storm, and a lot of it, I think, was just related to the wind, the high winds that we had.
Well, our thoughts and prayers certainly with everybody down there. Appreciate the firsthand update on everything, Lowell, and we'll continue to watch it. Hope things, turn the corner for the better for the remainder of the winter. This was a tough way to start, for sure, and appreciate your firsthand report on everything down there.
It was. Thanks for having us on.
And again, South Dakota Farm Bureau has a link to that that relief fund as well, right, the website?
That's great. If you go to our website, sdfb.org, you can get right to their ranchers release website. Yes.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a bunch. Lowell Messman, Organizational Director, Young Farmers and Ranchers Coordinator with the South Dakota Farm Bureau. Not sure what happened to Doug Goring on the North Dakota impacts, but we'll have Doug back another day. Appreciate the call. Brian along Highway 2 has been waiting to weigh in here for a while. Let's get you in our final minutes of the program today, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right. Just as soon as I said his name. Didn't I say his name? Brian on Highway 2? We lost Brian, but Jane and Mandan's next. 800-228-0550. Okay. Hi, Jane.
On Fox on Friday night, I watched John Roberts interview a guy. He's Jason Greenslade is his name. He's a 29-year-old California surfer and musician. And it was during the Great Food Stamp Binge. It was a Friday night special. And he's a trained recording engineer. And he says he prefers to sing. And while he has little desire to hold down a job and has no guilt toward his taxpayer-funded lifestyle, he lives rent-free, occupying homes of family and friends, and occasionally shacking up with girlfriends. And he said he has no desire to get out and get a job. He says he likes to buy, he uses food stamps to buy sushi. And why bother getting a job when you can jam out? Surf, enjoy sushi with your brothers, thanks to government food stamps. And then they were telling also the SNAP program. It was reported that 30,000, this was in 2012, that 30,000 college students in Wisconsin and Michigan were in that program, and they were selling their benefits on Facebook, also to underprivileged family members in other countries as well. If you go to California Surfer uses food stamps to buy sushi and avoid work, it's on the computer, the whole write-up.
Jane, I saw that, and he was eating steak and sushi.
Yes.
and
And he didn't feel bad a bit about taxpayers.
No.
And, I mean, he had no desire to work. And how many other ones are there like that?
Yeah, lobster.
And by the way, that goes back to a scalpel. That goes back to Julia last hour saying, going line by line through programs where it's being used. The biggest, to me, the biggest argument for change and reduction in food stamp is, number one, the program has doubled in size since 2008. So ask yourself if you think that's all legitimate use. I don't think
so. Supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out. And that's where we've gotten into trouble in this country, not only in the food stamps, but in a lot of other areas as well. Let's get Brian in.
Here's another point, that you have now automatic signups. So
yeah.
You don't even have to apply for food stamps, but if you apply for some other federal program, they automatically put it on you when you don't even ask for it. And that's called, you know,
they're circumventing the pride factor is what they're doing.
They're trying to get their hooks in you. It's a cycle of dependency, and that's what that's what they're wishing for. So, you know, I hope more folks saw that, because it's an argument for reform without question. Thanks. All right. Sorry. Who's next, Steve?
Let's get Brian in real quick. Brian in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thank you guys for calling or for answering the call. I apologize for missing you earlier. I had an accident here on the road I had to take care of. Anyhow, one of the big issues that I see here, everything that we're talking back about is all pointing back to the fact that our federal government's got so large that it has no more controls to it. We cannot rely on it. And part of the answer, I would think, would be returning back to returning powers back to the states, whether it be regarding federal lands, turning them back to state lands, whether it be, like, say, for instance, down in South Dakota, everybody's waiting for the USDA now to come in and give them money for the loss of the cattle. The gentleman you had on there had great responses regarding the other various local community efforts, plus, you know, turning it back to the state will allow the state take care of their own problems.
And by the way, there's a vision the Founding Fathers had from the get-go. I mean, this slow creep of federalism is, alarming. Brian, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Out of time. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. We live from the Women's Summit. Looking forward to that. Stop by and see us tomorrow. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you, one and all. And thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.